From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Barack Obama has repeated his regret Friday for the deaths of two hostages in a U.S. counterterrorism operation. Mr. Obama said, "We all bleed when we lose an American life." Speaking here in Washington to members of the U.S. intelligence community, the president said the news that American aid worker Warren Weinstein and Italian Giovanni Laporto had been killed was hard for him to absorb.
We're going to review what happened. We're going to identify the lessons that can be learned and any improvements and changes that can be made. And I know those of you who are here share our determination to continue doing everything we can to prevent the loss of innocent lives.
Mr. Obama's comments came just one day after he announced the deaths of the two hostages who were being held by al-Qaeda on the Afghan-Pakistan border. A U.S. official told VOA Thursday the two men were killed January 14th during airstrikes by drone aircraft. Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren told reporters Friday that an Iranian naval convoy headed for Yemen has changed course and now appears to be headed back to Iran. Warren said the convoy's destination is not certain, but welcomed its departure.
I think it's fair to say that this appears to be a de-escalation of some of the tensions that were being discussed earlier in the week.
The White House has said it has evidence Iran has supplied weapons and given other support to Shiite Houthi rebels fighting in Yemen. The Pentagon has deployed U.S. warships to Yemeni waters to ensure that the key Gulf shipping channels stay open. Meanwhile, the United Nations said Friday the civilian death toll since a Saudi-led bombing campaign started last month is estimated at 551. This is VOA News. Italian authorities have arrested nine suspected terrorists and are hunting for nine others in a crackdown on a group with links to al-Qaeda and a possible attack on the Vatican. Prosecutor Mauro Mura told reporters in Sardinia Friday that years of investigation and monitored telephone calls suggest that the Vatican, or possibly even Pope Francis, was a potential target. Prosecutors said that some of the suspects are believed to be linked to the 2009 market bombing in Peshawar, Pakistan. Police said the subjects of their nationwide operation were all Pakistanis or Afghans, either directly linked to or inspired by the al-Qaeda terror network. It said that one of the group's reputed goals was to trigger an uprising against the Pakistani government. The United Nations Refugee Agency has praised plans by the European Union to triple its funding for maritime search and rescue operations in the Mediterranean. The UN High Commission for Refugees said Friday that broadening search and rescue operations is an important first step, but added that refugees must have some other avenue to get to safety if the problem of refugee deaths at sea is to be solved. Adrian Edwards is a UNHCR spokesman.
Efforts still need to be made to address the root causes pushing people to flee and to support governments in truly protecting refugees and others more effectively, ensuring full respect for their human rights.
Europe's border protection agency Frontex also welcomed the decision to increase funding, which resulted from an emergency meeting on migrant safety Thursday in Brussels. United Nations Special Envoy Angelina Jolie has pleaded with world powers to help millions of Syrian refugees. Speaking in New York Friday, the actor also sharply criticized the UN Security Council for its lack of action to help Syrian refugees and war victims.
Nearly 4 million Syrian refugees are victims of a conflict they have no part in. Yet they are stigmatized, unwanted, and regarded as a burden. So I'm here for them, because this is their United Nations.
Jolie, who says she has made 11 visits to Syrian refugees in the region, said the Council's power has not been used because it cannot agree on how to handle the conflict. The UN says that nearly 220,000 people have been killed and more than 7.6 million internally displaced since the Syrian conflict started in 2011. On Wall Street, stock prices closed higher, helped by gains in big technology companies, including Google, Amazon, and Microsoft. European stocks were also up. Asian stocks were mixed in Friday trading. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.